The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Today I start with a question. When you experience success, how do you celebrate?
What do you do? Eat.
We always eat. Good answer, Jenny. Yeah. Some of us dance, but what we're going to find out today in our worship service, the best thing we can do when we experience success is to give credit to God, who gives us everything that we need to be successful in life. So a great encouragement for us, and also a good message for us heading into Thanksgiving in just a few days away. Here at Peace, we celebrate Thanksgiving in a special way. As a family of God, we join together on Thanksgiving Eve. That's this Wednesday at 7 p.m. for a service of Thanksgiving. And in that service, there is time to share what you are thankful for. And we share it amongst ourselves as well as sing songs. So this Wednesday at 7 p.m., our Thanksgiving Eve worship. Today is a special day here at Peace because a couple things are happening. First of all, the baptism of Andrew William will happen in our worship service today. And so you'll notice in the service, because of that baptism, some things are in a little bit different order. That's because of the baptism liturgy in the Lutheran Church. We're going to be saying the Creed together and the Lord's Prayer right before the baptism of Andrew William. So we're very excited for the gifts that God is giving to Andrew today in baptism. And then following our worship, of course, we'll have the shower for the Santora family. Other announcements to share. The last one I have is that the Tables of Peace assignments have been completed. And so the groups are posted on the bulletin board in the hallway going into the fellowship hall. Check it out. The groups will meet in December, January, and February. And you can see who the host is for each group. It's posted in the hallway. Other announcements this morning. Todd.
All right. We've got some council business. First is... I'm sure you all remember the survey on alcohol use. We have tallied up the results of the survey. There were 10 people who were strongly in favor, 12 people mildly in favor, 2 people had no opinion, 7 people mildly against, and 31 people were strongly against the use of alcohol in the church. So I think this topic is now over. We wanted to know what the congregation felt, and now we know. So I think we're done with that. The second thing is there are going to be 2 events coming up in the near and distant future that will need a delegate from Peace Church. The first is a circuit forum, so just some of the local churches, and that will be on January 14th, which is a Sunday, and it will be here at Peace at 3:30. So if anybody wants to volunteer to be the church delegate for that, Pastor will also be there, of course. You can talk to Pastor, and it's just one meeting. You show up, you vote, and that's the end of it. If you'd like to get involved with that, talk to Pastor, and he'll give you more information. We should know that person in the next week or two, so we can get that information locked down. The second is there's a district convention in Portland in June. And that is June 21st through 23rd. That's a Thursday through Saturday. We will also need a church delegate for that. And even though that convention is in June, we need to know in early December who that person is going to be. So if you want to volunteer for that, it's 3 days. So you're spending a couple nights up in Portland. And the church pays for your hotel. So it's not at the Hilton or anything. So talk to Pastor about that if anybody's interested in that. Bob? Thank you. Yes, there's also a youth delegate. So if a youth wants to go, and that's the district convention in June, right? Mm-hmm. So if a youth wants to go, they can go hang out with Pastor and whoever the other delegate is, and their hotel is also paid for. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's that lady again. Yeah. The bazaar, this is the last day of our sale, and the items from on the left-hand wall going around on the racks, on the wall, on the red tablecloths are half price today. The baskets remain full price along with our gorgeous bedspread that's red and white. If they do not sell today, we've got something fun to do with them. And Granny's Attic is a donation, so help us out and let us clean it up. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Just quick concert announcement. This afternoon, I'll be playing with my band, Manhattan on the Rocks, at the Episcopal Church of the Good Samaritan. It's at 3 p.m., so it's a big 10-piece funk band. We're going to be doing about an hour and a half set of a bunch of tunes from the 21st century, some originals, and I think you guys would have a lot of fun if you came. Anyways, we usually play at night, so I thought this would be a good one since it's in the afternoon. It'll still be light out when we finish up, hopefully. In the sanctuary. Yep. Cool. That's it. Thanks.
Thanks, Bryson. One other little thing that happens on the third Sunday in the afternoon, and we haven't announced the last couple of months, is that we have him sing at Stony Brook. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, it's going to be this afternoon at 3 o'clock. I always joke, if you didn't like the songs in church today, come to Stony Brook, and you get to pick what you'd like to sing at Stony Brook.